In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Decision in Texas, a good one, but the underlying reason for the decision is bad, and this is another example of the slow creep of fascism in the Republican Party. A Texas judge just blocked a Texas law making it a crime for election officials to encourage people to use mail-in ballots. I'm not kidding. In Texas now, because of the gerrymandered, illegitimate Texas legislature and the Republican governor, it is a crime for an election official to, quote, encourage, end quote, people to use mail-in ballots. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? An old lady calls you up, you're an election official, and say, I'm thinking of using a mail-in ballot, and you say, that's great. Well, that's a crime. It's only a crime in Democratic districts like Houston, Harris County, San Antonio, Dallas. It's not a crime in other counties there because it's not enforced. Here are the facts. Here's what's happened. There is a primary election right now in Texas, the beginning of March. So early voting has started. Absentee voting has started. 40%, 40 of the mail-in ballots in Houston, really Harris County, which is Houston, have been rejected. 40%. By the way, there are 2.4 million voters in Houston if everybody voted. Because you need a voter ID to both request an application, and then when you get the application, you need the ID to actually vote and send it in. And the ID must include either your driver's license number or your Social Security number. Part of your Social Security number. Now, a lot of people don't like to share their Social Security number lying around in clerk's offices. I don't. And a lot of people don't remember which one they used the last time. And if it doesn't match, even if it's accurate, you get rejected. And they don't enforce this in rural counties. Prosecutors don't enforce it. So, I don't care who you are. You put in for an absentee ballot and you give them your driver's license number. Then when you get the ballot, you may hold on for a week or two. You send it in. You may fill in the last four digits of your Social Security number. That is not your driver's license number, which you used before. They check it. It's you. Both of them are good. They reject the ballot. Some people put both of them in, the driver's license number and the last four digits of their Social Security. And that can get rejected too, because they only ask for one. Or it might not be rejected. When people call up to get instructions on how to vote absentee by mail, if you're courteous to them and it's construed as encouraging them, it's 6 months in jail and a $10,000 fine. In January alone, there were 8,000 calls that came into election commissioners in Harris County alone, in Houston, where a lot of the Democratic votes are. 5,000 of them had to do with rules on absentee ballot. Is advising them what the rules are an encouragement? The attorney general down there is a crook. He's been indicted for fraud. He's under indictment right now for fraud, Paxton. And he's the guy who brought a lawsuit saying that Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania had voted wrong and their vote should be overturned. Texas didn't agree with them. What I would have done is written a very short brief back and said, this is the second time Texas objected to the election of a president in Wisconsin. The last time was in 1861, and that did not turn out well. But of course they didn't do that. And they went through the song and dance, and people, and you know, something like 29 attorneys general The Republicans have more attorneys general than we do, and not all of them, but a big chunk of those signed on to that brief. So this clown is not an American attorney general in any human sense. And all of these clerks are very worried about giving any advice over the phone, which is their job, because it can be construed as encouragement, and then they go to jail for 6 months, pay a $10,000 fine. The federal judge down there said, no, I'm going to stop that practice. They only brought it for three counties, so only stopped it in three counties. He should stop it for the whole state. Where is Merrick Garland? Where is Merrick Garland? I mean, racial gerrymandering is one thing, and it's important, and it should be stopped. But all gerrymandering is wrong. And besides that, when you tell an election clerk that a vague word like encouragement can send you to jail for 6 months, and they stop giving advice over the phone for very, very confusing, laborious requirements, like you have to have the identical form of ID twice in a row. You know, that's not America. That's Belarus. It's Russia, China. It's Middle East, Africa. It's the Republican Party in the United States, the fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party. It's not America, though. It really is not America. And when you reject 40% of the ballots because of this, because clerks are afraid of going to jail, and it's only clerks in large Democratic counties, that's not a difficult lawsuit to bring, Merrick Garland. That's not a difficult lawsuit to bring. These are federal elections. This applies to federal elections going forward. It's going to apply to president, Senate, Congress, as well as governor and state legislature. It's a crooked deal. It's a crooked deal. It's a fascist deal. That is what is going on in Texas. Now, that'll be appealed, unfortunately, to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the most conservative, most Trump-oriented judges on it. If that injunction gets overturned, and if the six Republican members of the Supreme Court uphold that or step aside and grin, we are facing the real prospect that in Republican-controlled states, you are going to criminalize voting in Democratic areas and criminalize assistance by election officials. And then people will make mistakes because they didn't get advice, and then their ballots will be rejected. You see how this works? It gives the appearance of law. It gives the appearance of applying the statute. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. If man is still alive, if woman.